Hello, this is Hey Dude Shoes. This is an ad, but not for your ears, for your feet. Are they listening? Good. Hey Dude Shoes are the squishiest, airiest, lightest go-to shoes you'll ever have the pleasure of introducing your toes to. So light, a butterfly could steal them. So soft, kittens seethe with jealousy. So cushy, your hands will curse your feet for all the love and attention. Toes, you've hit the jackpot of comfy. Hey Dude. Good to go to.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, I'm going to be going over a couple of numbers with you, and just before I even get started, I just want to explain what this is, what exactly I'm doing with this teaching. It's just meant, okay, for any sister that keeps coming across a certain number, or if there's any sisters that have the gift of prophecy, or if the Lord talks to you in dreams too. I've seen that be very helpful. Just to help you obey what, and understand then obey what the Spirit may be telling you, okay? I'm not talking about numerology. I'm not talking about witchcraft. I'm not talking about conjuring anything up. Don't play with any of that stuff, okay? Bible's crystal clear. Stay away, stay away, stay away, okay? I'm simply trying, because I've come across this with ladies, and I've seen it with myself, where if it just seems like the Spirit is calling your attention to a certain number over and over again, and you don't know what it means, okay? Like you're reading your Bible and you keep seeing it, and He's just kind of dinging you, and you're going, "What does this mean?" Okay, I'm just going to share with you how I've seen the Holy Spirit use numbers, you know, to help me basically just obey Him, understand what it is that He wants me to do, and then obey Him more perfectly. Okay, so let's go ahead and also too, this is going to be number one. I'm going to title this numbers and then the number one, and then because as time passes, if any other ones come up, I will add it to sort of like a sequence to be helpful. Okay, let's go ahead and pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Help us, Lord, just to obey You and to serve You and to understand with crystal clarity what it is You want us to do so that we may advance Your will continually and glorifying You, Father. Ask all these and really ask for understanding with any sister in her life how this would apply, if this is for her, that it just really bears immeasurable fruit. Just to help us obey You. Ask all these prayers You find in Jesus' name. Amen. So the Bible uses numbers, okay, and they mean things, okay. Book of Revelation is, you know, full of numbers, and they just all mean different things. So I'm just going to go over a couple of them with you really quickly. The first one that I've seen with myself and other sisters is 9/11, okay. And I've seen this to mean Psalm 91, verse 1. It says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." It's a call, okay? I've seen it as a call to abide in the vine. And the vine, this is John chapter 15. "I am the true vine, my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing." And just a brief warning on this. When I've come across sisters with this call, where they go, "Yeah, I keep seeing that. What is that?" They're in the midst of a trial. There's something going on, and the Holy Spirit is calling them to come and abide in Him, to read their Bible, okay, to pray daily, read their Bible daily, abide in Him daily, okay. Unfortunately, I haven't I don't know. You need to listen to this call. It's really important. And especially if you're listening and now you understand what that means and you're seeing it, you got to understand this concept with the Lord. It's accountability, okay? If you're blind to something, you don't know anything, it's not necessarily that it won't affect you, okay? But the consequences of it, okay, can be different than a person who knows, okay? Who knows? I'll just read this to you. This is Luke chapter 12, starting at verse 47. It says, "And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required, and to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask more." So just don't if the Spirit's calling you and you know it and you see it and you're not doing it, just woe unto you. Please don't do that. Just abide. It's a good thing anyways, but just abide in that vine, okay? And then the number 23, I seen that as a call to just die to self. And this is Psalms 23. And then Genesis chapter 23, where Abraham purchases a grave for his wife. It's just a place of rest, a call just to basically get in that grave. There's a teaching I put out before this about talking about the grave. But just to die to self. You know, obey him, trust in him, just die to self. And this is Colossians 3:3. It says, "For ye are dead, and your life is hid in Christ with God." Okay? Just that whole chapter, Colossians chapter 3. Okay? And then the number 12, I've seen this as a kingdom number, kingdom of heaven. So you have the 12 apostles. You have the 12 fruits in the book of Revelation. This is Revelation 22, verse 2. It says, "In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." Matthew chapter 10. "And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease." I mean, it's all over. You know, you have, you know, it's just the 12 apostles. It's that number, you know, the 12 tribes in the Old Testament. It's just like when I see that number, 12, it's a kingdom of heaven number. So it's a call for me to fight, okay, to overcome the kingdom of darkness on something. It's like, usually when I see it, it's like a call that either the kingdom of heaven is coming, okay? So, like there's going to be a revelation of Christ in something, or it's time to step out and declare war, okay, against Satan. Like this thing's not going to go away unless you fight. Trying to think, but it's just like a kingdom of heaven number. So it's like otherworldly. Like it's just when I see it, I love that number. It's just basically a call, it's prophetic. I've seen it be prophetic that this is going to be like of the kingdom of heaven. It's going to be of something of supernatural in nature. The number 2, this is Second Corinthians chapter 13, starting at verse 1. "This is the third time I'm coming to you in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses. Shall every word be established?" And then this is Revelation chapter 11, starting at verse 1. It says, "And there was given..." Chapter 11, so let's start down here. Starting at verse 3, it says, "And I will give power unto my 2 witnesses. They shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth." And it says... "These are the 2 olive trees and the 2 candlesticks standing before the God of the earth." When I've seen this, really important when it comes in terms of prophecy, when you just get the number 2 a lot, either something's coming to you twice, you're seeing it over and over again, 2 times, 2 times, 2 times. I've just seen it be very prophetic, and very, ooh, buddy. I'm just like, it just means, again, Joseph, if you see here, this is Genesis chapter 37, he describes starting at verse 5. He says, "And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him more." And he describes the dream, and then he says, "And he dreamed yet another dream." Okay. And he describes that. Okay. And then this is Genesis chapter 41, when he's Joseph's interpreting the dream for Pharaoh. It says, "And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because a thing is established by God, and will shortly bring it to pass." And I just tell you the truth, I've seen that. I don't know, when just really take heed. If you're getting something over and over again, it seems to come in twos. You need to listen. Because for me, and what I've seen, it when that happens, the prophecy comes to pass, and it comes to pass with real power. Like he says, it's shortly established. Like, it's a call. You need to get ready. God's going to, like, a lot of times it has to do with judgment. So you need to, like, listen. But I've seen that. Okay. And then the last one is the number 11. I've seen this be the number for Judas. Okay. So someone who... It's just basically a number for how I've seen it, number of betrayal. Like, so someone who is with the kingdom of God and has, for some reason, you know, been used of Satan, basically, against believers. That's just how I've seen it. Yeah, they just kind of were like an open door, almost, for Satan to come against believers, like betrayal. And this is Acts... chapter 1, verse 26. "And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles." So that's how I've seen the Lord use it, letting me know what's going on. Unfortunately, somebody... anyways, I'll just leave it at that. Okay, so I pray that's helpful. And if there's any sisters that, you know, have any questions, as always, you can go ahead and contact me. Okay, and blessings in Christ. And then just on a side note, though, I just want to read to you John chapter 10, starting at verse 1. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." Just abide in the vine, like the scripture from John 15 I just read, because I have seen Satan try and use these numbers to mix me up, to be honest with you. Okay. I'll know it's time to fight. And the devil try and get me to die to self. I'm like, you know, I am already dead to self. That's a continual state. But I know, no, I need to make war against something, okay? And not, it's time to move, okay? And once again, you just know his voice, okay? Abide in him, okay? Read your Bible. Discern the spirits. This teaching is not meant to just go off on its own, okay? All of this is in the context of walking in the Holy Ghost, okay? Abiding in Christ, okay? Reading your Bible, praying always. Just resting inwardly in your heart and your mind, continually in that vine, connected, okay, to Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, okay, and to the Father, because you'll know he's talking to you. And then that way, when something comes up and it's a deceiving spirit trying to mix you up, you'll go, "No, I know that's not him." Okay, pray that's helpful.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal